So, you're our latest acquisition, huh? I'll be the first to say it's welcome to the Echo. We only take the best of the best, so consider yourself lucky. We accept fewer than 100 people a year. What I'm getting at is when you went in for your hybridization panel, we got notified of your existence. You're a very rare find. It's why we offered you such a large sum of money in exchange for having the change done here. We see potential in you. You tested very well in the puppy department, a department that just so happens to be one of our biggest money makers. If you allow us to do your hybridization as well as your training, you could be set for the rest of your life. All we're asking in return is for a little share of the profits, something we can discuss later when we have a better idea of what you're worth. In the meantime, we're going to train you. We're going to make you into a proper pet, something only the upper crust would want to play with and show off. If you didn't want to be a trophy, then you wouldn't have signed up for hybridization in the first place. None of this should come as a shock to you. After all, you already signed the paperwork. You agreed to have your hybridization done here for free. It's your fault you didn't read the rest of the contract. For better or for worse, we legally own you, pup. I love that. When realization sets on your face, you're in too deep, aren't you? Oh, this is gonna be so much fun. Now, come on up and get yourself comfortable. I need to strap you in. Are you nervous? You shouldn't be. I've done this procedure hundreds of times. You're going to be fine. This is all completely routine. The cuffs are only here as a precaution. When the serum gets injected into you, your body might convulse. Because of this, you are at a risk to hurt yourself or others. We're having you restrained to the table so that you are as safe as possible. I don't want you to hurt yourself before we even get started. See, from now on, I will be your handler. You will defer to me for everything. If you want to eat, you will ask me. If you want to watch TV, you will ask me. I'm sure this will take some time to adjust to, but eventually, it's going to be second nature for you. See, the procedure you're going through now is something called enucization. You will exhibit more dog-like features. Some people grow claws, others get a tail, some grow fur or snouts, and others get ears. It all depends on your genetics. But the one thing that will change for sure is you will be obedient. You will be docile. You will find yourself referring to me easier. You'll see that it helps. I promise. Everything that I am doing is for your own good. I promise. I do have to prepare you for something. The physical changes are the most jarring. Your personality changes will be more subtle, like I just explained. You probably won't even realize it's happening. If I do my job correctly, you will happily slip from human to puppy without even noticing or really caring. This is the life you always wanted, right? You get to be doted on and taken care of. No more responsibilities or pressure. You'll get to spend your days lazing around and getting attention. It makes sense why someone would want to go through something like inuization. Personally, I wouldn't be able to give up my autonomy like this. Though I guess that's what's different between the two of us. Some people were just meant to serve. And you were one of them, weren't you, pup? You were made to serve, huh? That's why you're here after all, right? You came here to take the easy way out. It's so much easier to be a mindless pet than to be a person. While I prepare the serum, tell me, are you excited to be a dumb pup? The people like you always are. So excited to give up everything just to be something pretty for others to look at. I guess if that's the only thing you have going for you, I can understand. You don't seem like you would bring much else to the table, pup. But you are going to make one adorable puppy. I'm hoping you get floppy ears and a long tail. I think you would look just darling with them. Are there any features you're specifically hoping for? I'll keep that in mind. I don't know if it will help, but it can't hurt. I'll be injecting the serum right into your shoulder right here. Within 10 seconds, you should feel it start to work. I do have to ask you this. Some people prefer to have what they look like be a surprise for when they first look in the mirror. Would you like to be surprised, or would you rather I describe what's happening so you don't get jump scared? Good choice. I'll make sure that you know everything about your body that's changing, pet. Don't you worry. Take a deep breath. You're going to feel a slight pinch, but it won't be too bad. It's something you can handle. I know you can. Be brave for me, puppy. Shh. There, puppy. You're going to be okay. You wanted this. You signed up for this. It's only a moment of pain before you start the rest of your life. You feel it, don't you? Starting to pump through your system. The serum is already starting to work. Your body feels tingly, doesn't it? That's a good sign. It means it's working. I can see it. Your ears are starting to form already. Oh, they're quite large. I think they're floppy too. Growing out of the top of your head. They just keep coming. Covered in such a soft fur. Oh, can you feel them? They're growing so large. Growing to fit your frame. My goodness, puppy. You're already looking so much cuter. I didn't think floppy ears would do that much for your physical appearance, but I'm happy to say I was wrong. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You look so cute. It feels good, doesn't it? If I were to reach over and just start petting you, what would you say, puppy, huh? Would you be able to handle yourself if I just started scratching your ears? Yes, that's it. Oh, I bet that feels nice. Getting your new fluffy ears pet by me. Oh, that's it. It's not painful, is it? No. I didn't think it would be. It feels good, doesn't it? Like your body is finally becoming what it was meant to be. Floppy ears dangling off the side of your face as you look up at me. Oh, that's it, Pat. You're doing so good for me. The tingling hasn't stopped, has it? It's moved from your head to your lower back now. You can feel the base of the tail starting to form, can't you? That's it. Oh, what a good pet. Let it come. A proper puppy doesn't just have oversized ears, no, they also have an adorable tail. One that can't stop wagging. Your body is creating one thanks to the serum. A pleasant buzz right at the base of your spine. It's all focusing there, forming, getting ready to burst out. Oh, that's it. It feels amazing, doesn't it? Your tail just keeps growing, getting bigger with every passing second. Oh, that's it. You're doing so good for me, letting your tail pop out just like that. It's quite a large and fluffy tail, too. So fluffy, puppy. It matches your floppy ears perfectly. Oh, yes, it does. It's about time you started looking like a proper pup. Wag your tail for me. Come on. Come on, let me see it. Let me see you work your new tail. Come on, puppy. Wag your tail for me. Oh, that's a good puppy. You're doing so good for me. Yes. Yes, you are. Such a good puppy. Restrained to the table as the inoculation serum works its way through your body. Oh, that's it. You're doing so good for me. Your nerve endings are set aflame as the transformation takes a permanent hold. Not only are you physically changing, but your brain's changing too, being rewired, becoming more pet-like. This is everything you asked for, pup. Doesn't it feel good to finally get what you want? Your sense of smell sharpens, picking up the acidic scent in the air. I can see you struggling against your bindings. You're starting to move and try to break free. Oh, it's okay, pet. I'm right here. See, this is all for the best. This is what you wanted, right? Just let the transformation happen. It's okay. You can't fight this. You've already got your ears and tail. Oh, it's going to be okay, puppy. I promise. I give you my word. Oh, yes, I do. It's okay, pet. I'm right here. You're not going to be left alone. You'll never be left alone again. I'll be here with you. Just focus on me. Focus on the sound of my voice. Oh, that's it. That's a good puppy. Oh, doing such a good job. The serum feels amazing, doesn't it? I bet it does. You're wagging your tail. Did you notice that? It's okay, puppy. You're just doing what is natural for a pup, aren't you? Yeah, that's right. You're being so good for me. Such a good pet, letting the serum work its way through your system. That's it, yes. Relaxing so comfortably against the table. You can feel fangs starting to peek out from your mouth, can't you? They're quite sharp. You could really hurt someone with them if you wanted to. I didn't think you would get the fang teeth. You seemed so sweet. I can't say I'm disappointed, though. You look good with them. You look absolutely fantastic in a muzzle. I'm already picturing it. Sweat dripping off your face as you growl. Absolutely feral. Lost your instincts. Oh, it makes me wonder. How deep is the serum going to penetrate your brain, pet? I guess it doesn't really matter. You're too content in being petted to even notice, huh? You're enjoying the feeling of my hands on you. You could just fall asleep, huh? That's right, puppy. Your body continues to change and you do nothing. Enjoying how Inuization feels. The tingling has subsided to a pleasant thrum throughout your body. You feel good, don't you? That's right. That's good. That's how you're supposed to feel. The changes don't scare you. They feel natural. You're adjusting to your new form. The one you were meant to have. Floppy ears perfect for scratches. A tail that just won't stop wagging. An adorable nose perfect for pooping. And you even got fangs. Fangs that could be considered dangerous if you had to use them. But you don't have to use them, do you? Those are only for protection, aren't they? You aren't an aggressive puppy. You aren't mean. You're a good pet, aren't you? Yeah, that's right. You're going to be the most well-behaved puppy you can be so that you can make me proud. You want to impress me for some reason, don't you? Oh, it's so cute. The reason you want to impress me is because you're a puppy now. You know that I'm superior to you. Yes, you do. You respond to me whether you know it or not. Your body will always listen to me since I'm the one who changed you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You're so cute. Here. Why don't I give you an idea of just how much power I possess over you, sweet pup? See? I don't even have to wait, do I? The serum is doing all the hard work for me. Having your body feel so sensitive. Yes. Every touch of my hand sets you ablaze, doesn't it? My touch is too hot. My thighs feel too warm around you. My breasts too soft against you. It's all so much for your new body, huh? Yes, that's right. Poor puppy. I had no idea you would be so sensitive. Fuck. Already moaning against me as my hips rock. bringing pleasure to the both of us. Oh, yes. That's it, pet. Give it to me. Let me have your pleasure. I can take care of it better than you ever could. I can give you whatever you need. Just submit to me. Submit to me like the good puppy you are. Just like that. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. So good for me. Moaning as you feel my hands start to pull on your tail, tugging at it harshly. Oh, fuck. It just feels too good, doesn't it? My wet pussy moving against you as my fingers cart through your tail. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, that's it, puppy. Fuck. Oh, yes. You're doing a good job. You're starting to make me feel good. Does that make you feel proud? Oh, fuck. Good. Good. It should. You're doing very well for your first time as a puppy. Yes, you are. Oh, letting your owner take control and have their way with you. That's what we want to see. A natural inclination towards submissiveness. Oh, fuck. You show so much promise, pet. Yes, you do. Oh, so lucky that I got assigned to you. Feels so fucking good underneath me, lying there, taking what I give you. Oh, fuck. You're not even struggling against me, against the restraints. You just let me unzip your jumpsuit as much as I needed to get to what I wanted. Oh, letting me take my pleasure in your body. Letting me fuck you how I want. You're a natural at this, pet. You were made to be a puppy. Yes, you were. Just look at you. Look so fucking good laying on your back and taking it. Making me feel so good, too. That's it. Keep your eyes on me. I want you to see me. Watch what I'm doing. Do you see how my hips are moving against you? Focus on that. Doesn't it feel good? Yeah, that's right. Of course it does. Such a good, good puppy for me. Oh, making your owner feel good. You're a good pet, aren't you? Eager to please and excited to be told what to do. No, fuck. You don't even have to think for yourself. You get told what to do and are praised for it. That's what you've always really wanted, right? Something so simple that you couldn't fuck up no matter how hard you tried. You are fairly stupid after all. Oh, just look at you, moaning like a slut as your pleasure keeps growing. Oh, you're gonna hold off on your orgasm, aren't you? You're going to wait for permission just like a good puppy. Yes, of course you are. You're going to wait for permission to come just like a proper pet. You don't have a choice in this, pup. You signed up for this. You must reap what you sow, huh? You're a dumb pup who does what you're told from now on. That's all you'll ever be. You don't need to be anything more than this. You're perfect just how you are. Floppy ears shaking as I thrust against you, tail curling around my hands as I blitz. You moan a bit louder with every pull of your tail, baring your fangs in some pathetic display of false aggression. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, you wouldn't hurt me. No, it's all for show, isn't it? You just want to come. You're getting closer with every buck of my hips against you, and you just hate being told to wait. Oh, yes, you do. You're an impatient puppy, aren't you? You want what you want when you want, and it doesn't matter. This time it's something you're gonna have to work towards. You're gonna have to work on your patience if you ever want to be a pedigree pup. And you want to be the best of the best, don't you? The praise. The praise that comes from being a pedigree alone is enough. It's enough to make a pet like you come on the spot. All the praise in the world, all the compliments to be showered in. Oh, fuck. You wouldn't spend a moment not horny if you became a pedigree. Do you think you have what it takes? Because I do, pet. I believe in you. I think you can make a wonderful pedigree pup if you applied yourself. You're a natural at this. Oh, making me feel so fucking good on your first try. Taking whatever I give you. Oh, you know your place. And you look so good in it, too. Fuck. Oh, you should spend more time on your back, don't you agree? Of course you do. You'll agree with whatever I say if it means that you get to orgasm, right? You know how this works already. And you wanna come. You're desperate for it. Trying your best to not show how pathetic you are. Right on the very edge of coming. No, fuck yes, that's right. You want permission more than you wanna come. You wanna show me that you can behave. That you are... Oh, as good as I keep saying. Oh, fuck, but most importantly, oh, fuck, you want to impress me, all right? You want to make a mark on me so that I keep coming back and training you, making you into the highest quality pet that you can be. Oh, fuck, yes. A pedigree will be well taken care of for the rest of their life, after all. Only the best donors will bid on you. Only the elite will get a chance to play with you. It's a dream for a slutty puppy, isn't it? No, fuck, that's a good pup. Oh, so good for me. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to make the most perfect pedigree, aren't you? Oh, even if you don't, even if for some reason you fail those tests, then we'll just have to keep you. You would make such a wonderful tool in our breeding program. Oh, yes, you would. Someone as eager and attractive as you has the perfect genetics for being a puppy. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yes, that's it, pets, yes. Oh, you love how we feel against you. You're getting closer to coming. Oh, fuck. You're just as close as me, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Fuck, feels so good. Oh, yeah, right there. You want to come, don't you? My puppy wants to come like a good bitch, don't you? Oh, fuck them, beg for it. Whine, whimper, beg me to come just like a puppy would. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on, keep going. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, you sound so pathetic when you're trying not to come. Oh, it's so cute. Come with me. You've heard this. You're such a good pup for me. Come for your owner. You can do it. Be a good puppy. And come. Come with me. Mm-hmm. Do you feel any pain, pup? It should be painless, so any pain would be considered irregular, yes. Your physical transformation is mostly complete. Anything that is going to change about you will change overnight. Nothing more is going to happen right now while we watch. The serum needs to work its way through the rest of your system and to help get into the organs before any more changes can happen. Your body has to process it, if that makes sense. Well, it means that once all these straps are loosened, you're free to go. You have permission to explore our facility for the time being. Rooms that are off-limit are clearly marked as such. Your bedroom would be to your left. There's going to be a big sign that says dormitories, which is where you will be staying. There's an entire floor dedicated to the inhumation, since it is one of our most popular treatments. The other one that's just as popular is necoization. At the inhumation unit, you are going to meet others like you. Some of them have come here willingly, some of them not, but all of them have had the serum and are in the process of becoming trained pets like you. I'll come and find you right before lights out so that I can take your vitals and make sure everything is going as planned. Until then, you're on your own. I wish you luck, pup.